Today, I have a very, very great multi-Shabbos Kiddush, where I was very, very busy with going through this shtickl. I thought I'd be able to get it done today, but there's no way that's going to happen, so it's going to be a two-day project. Today, I'm going to set you guys up, and maybe tomorrow we'll take a look inside at the Avi Ezri, and we'll see where we go with it. Okay, but let's do this nice and methodically, but make sure we have all the pieces down well, and then we go from here. So we saw last time on Thursday, we saw the Gemara has three stages to it. Stage number one is Nochri Sheniklas L'Chatzer Shel Yisrael. So the Nochri is holding chametz of his own. He's in the Chatzer of Yisrael. And in such a case, what's the halacha? So Ein Tzarech Levaya. Step number two, the Gemara tells us, is Hifkidu Etzlo. So if there is a Hafkada in the hands of the Yisrael, then Tzarech Levayer, and then Yichei Levayis, Ein Tzarech Levayer. So those are the three stages of the Gemara, and Rashi learns very, very clearly that in case number one, Rashi, the key theme according to Rashi, is the whole sugya is revolving around the question of Kabbalah Sachrayis. Is there a Kabbalah Sachrayis or not? Has the Yisrael taken responsibility for the chametz of the Nachri? If he has, then he's going to be responsible for Rabbi Monse. If he has not, then he's not going to be responsible. So, chametz of Nachri ain't Sarf Levar. Why? Because? Because there's no Kabbalah Sachrayis. And in fact, ain't Sarf Levar. Why? Because we have a din of ataroa shel acherim. If a nachri brings chametz into my house, I didn't give him rishus. He's just coming in with a sandwich on Pesach. I took no responsibility. He's coming to my house. Whose chametz is it?
It's
his chametz. Do I have any responsibility?
No.
So ain sarav levar. This is the din of shelcha yataroa aval ataroa shel acherim. And Rashi says, who's acherim?
You don't
know. Nachri, very good. However, if Hifkidu Etzlo, if the Chametz is deposited, and Rashi says, V'kibel Olav Achrayis, then of course, Sarech Levaya. What about Yichei Lobayis? So Rashi says, Klomar, Lo Kiblu Olav, there is no Kabbalah Sachrayis, Elo Amar Le Harei Habayis Lefanecha. He doesn't make Kabbalah Achrayis, and the Nochi just says, here, the bias is yours. Put it where you want. Ein Tzarech Levayer, once again, according to Rashi, because Ein Kabbalas Achrayis. Is that clear? Is Rashi clear? Sammy, what's the problem?
It's not as much about Rashi, more about whether I know what's going to happen. Rashi, the fact that he says, Habayis Lefanecha is Bayis Shanachi. But that's not what he's saying. He's not saying the house is before.
Haray. Habayis lefanech.
There's a house before you put yourself in there. He's not saying the house.
Mikasa esukas. Habayis lefanech.
But he's not saying sukas.
He's saying the house is in front of you.
It's the same thing.
It is a neutral statement. Does that statement represent a Kabbalah Sachrayis?
No.
Presumably not. Okay? That's Rashi. Okay, now open up. I'm going to do Tosas, but I'm not going to do Tosas with Tosas. I'm going to Tosas via Rabbeinu David, okay? Because it's basically the same thing. Rabbeinu David is fleshed out more, so I want to do the Rabbeinu David. And as we do Rabbeinu David, I'm going to make some significant comments, parenthetical comments, which I think are very, very important. Okay, open up your Rabbeinu David, which again, as I say, is just a fleshed out. It's the Ramban, it's the Ran, it's all the Rishonim. And it's Tosis fundamentally as well. So Rabbeinu David writes as follows: Yiched lo bayis ein zok levar. So I'm going to just Tosis Rabbeinu David. Yes, sir. Perish Rashi shelo kibla love elo ama harei lo ama lo harei abayis levanecha hiniach bechame azovias din lo kiblo afilu bebeso nami. So this is a kash. This is really the first question. If I'm not Mekabel Achrayis, do I have to say Harei Abayis Levanecha? Let's say I have you put it in my house. Yeah, put it in my house, and I'm not accepting any responsibility. Would I be over by Rabbi Motzeh? It's chametzel, nachri, and without a kabbalas, achrayis. So question number one is, why do I need yichud lo bayis? After all, even if it's babayis shel Yisrael, without kabbalas achrayis, I should not be chay of levayir. That's question number one. I'll say it again. Why does the Gemara, according to Rashi, emphasize yichud lo bayis? Even if it's in the Yisrael's house, and there's no Kabbalah Sachrayas, ain't Zakuk Levar. So the question is,
why do we need
Yichud? Oh. And that's true. That's true. But he already answers this question. He says, Ela Rotza Harav Lefarish, Debraisa Dina Katani. Now, there's a side halacha that the Gemara is teaching us over here. What is that side halacha? Lomar, the kishiyiched lo bayis hu inyan she'enem uchli b'achriyusa. Ke inyan shomer perek hazod da beisho kamach eno lo shomer chinov lo shomer sachar u ke ilu amru shim lo kibla b'achriyus ein zokuk levayir. What is he saying over here? The Chiddush is not the Chiddush of Rashi is not a chometz, a hilchos chometz Chiddush. The Chiddush is, if I say to you, Hare habayis lefanecha, what does Hare habayis lefanecha mean?
Gets rid of your kabbalas.
As opposed to, sure, I got this, put it in my house. Or take away the I got this. Sure, put it in my house. If I said put it in my house,
you're not giving him the house.
What does that mean? Put it in my house.
It's your line.
That means that I am acquiescing that it be in what?
My
house. And in my house, that engenders what? Some level of achrayis, as opposed to put in the house, or yiched lo bayis, I'm assigning my house to you. Then what?
There's no chesed.
That gufa is not kabbalas achrayis. In other words, says the Rabbeinu David, the chiddush of the sugya according to Rashi is yiched lo bayis is, and he quotes the Gemara in Hazav, Habescha kamach, habescha kamach. The house is for you, and when I say the house is for you, that means I'm not a shomer chinam, I'm not a shomer sachar. And that is the position of the Rif, because the Rif doesn't even bring this gemara down. You know why the Rif doesn't bring this gemara down? He explains. Because it's not a chametz umatza sugya. Where should the sugya really be found? Bava Metzia. And what's the chiddush of the sugya? It's a Bava Metzia chiddush that when I tell someone, oh, you want me to, you can leave your car in my garage. If I say you can leave your car in my garage, what does that mean? I'm the makabel achrayis. If I say, yeah, put it in the garage, so that might not represent Kabbalah Achrayis, and therefore this is not a sugya of Chametz Matzah. And look at the last line of that paragraph. The Ine Tirusa Birshusa de Goyu, the Omar Habesa Kamach, Lo Mechuyev Levayir. So I'm not Kabbalah Achrayis, end of story. So that is the Rabbeinu David's presentation of Shitas Rashi. So far, so good. Mr. Lowe, just if you could swing the window open a little more for me, that'd be great. Yes?
Can we learn the opposite from Hifkilo?
No. I'm learning a bit of Dove.
I'm saying if we, the concept of Hifkilo, I'm accepting responsibility on Kiva Achrayis.
Right.
Then when it's not Hifkin, it should be.
If it's not Hifkin, it depends. It depends on what actually gets done.
I'm saying, but if we have history as kibbutz, then low history should be both
kibbutz.
I'm not saying
against.
What does that mean?
No, low history. No, that's definition.
Let's continue.
So exactly, when it's hifkid, you're kibbutz. When it's not hifkid.
It depends.
They're not necessarily mutually exclusive.
It depends what you say.
You can be Makabal Achrayim without being Hifkin.
I know.
Right.
No.
Okay, Weiter. Okay, man, let's continue. Rabbeinu Dov. This will get clear. Ve'im kashita hazu. Me'achar shuhutzuchu lefarish al din v'lo kibla achrayis shiehe b'yichei lo bayis kisha'amru. Oh. So now, okay, so if this is what this means, then what does this mean? If Kidu et slow tsarach levayer, so what does that mean? Rabbos, am I being makabel achrayis yichei lo bayis? Is anything being said?
No.
Nothing is being said. Put it in the garage. So what about over here? So over here also, apparently, nothing is being said. So says the Gemara, it says the Rabbeinu Dov, Kishamit kidet so'o zach levar, lomar shemina stam, hu chai b'achru yusa, lomar, shu b'chol ha'pochol shomer chinam alav. When I say, if kidet slow, he says, yeah, I'll put it in my house. I got it. What does I got it mean? There is some level of Kabbalah Sachrayis, but is there any explication?
No.
No explication. And as a result, what is the level that you're going to be at? No more than Shomer Chinam. Shesomer Chachar Iyashal B'mefarish. V'tomar, and what's the Chiddush over here? Shesomer Chinam B'din Kibel Olav Achrayis. Lean by Rabbi Motzah. So says Rabbeinu David. I'm going to just pile on the kashas. So if, according to Rashi, what kind of shomer are we? You're a shomer chinam. Why? Because he can't be anymore, because he was shomer sacha. That required what? Explication. That was not explicated. So best case scenario, you're a shomer chinam. Is a shomer chinam chayiv in bayu abay matzeh? So says Rabbeinu David, absolutely not. Why not? Because we have a command of Haman Beis. What did Haman Beis say?
It's only Ikea.
The B'nai Chela, who deposits stuff with you, chametz with you over Pesach. Since you're having what, says the Gemara? Gneva ve Aveda. So therefore, you are over by Rabbi Motzeh. Look inside. Shrei Rabba Amar, Ilu Migne Bo Mitvit Kama Shutin Shamasach, Abu Tam Achiv Neshu Bechla Shalom, Kama Shkal Amar, Vim Kain Shamachina, Shein Achai Ba'al Epshia, Eino Bechla, Shein Bo Tzad Shei Bechla Shalom, Vishuminyin, Vigam Eino Bedin, Shein Nikra Chayav Ba'achrayis. Remind me just from some Chazara, were there any Vishonim that we know explicitly say that Kabbalah Sachrayis Bichan Bali Rabbi Matzah, you have to be at least a Shomer Sachar, Shomer Sachar level, Chayv and Gnev Aveda, which Rishon are explicit in that regard? Explicit, Mefurish, black on white. Tosfos? You mean in Shvuas Daf Mem Beis, Bav Metzia Daf Pe Aleph, who said, you only Chayv if you Chayv Ba'ainsim? No, not Tosfos.
Rambam.
That's correct. The Rambam was Mefurish, Shomer Sachar, Gneva Ve'aveda, and not what? And not what? And not, you don't have to be a level of Onsin, you have to be Shomer Sachar, but certainly not a Shomer China. Not a Shomer China. Does anyone say even a Shomer China? Yeah! Elsis? Which Tosis? No, Tosis requires Onsen. Achiv Onsen.
Sure.
Not Tosis. The answer is Lichora Rashi. And therefore this Rashi, as understood by Rabbeinu David, is Rashi Lishitase. That a Shomer Chinam indeed, see Rabbeinu David is in the camp of Tosis. So according to Tosis, or at least the Spanish Rishonim, Shomer Sachar, Gneva Ve'aveda. That's also the sheet of the Rambam. But Rashi says, you can even have a level of Shomer Chinam. Why? Remember, just Chazara. Because according to Rashi, what is the key element to be Chayv by Rabbi Matzeh? Rotze B'Kiyuma.
Do you want this chametz to be in existence?
Yeah.
Yes. Since you want it in existence, therefore what?
You can be over.
Therefore you're going to be over. Does a shomer chinam want the persistence of the object to exist? Does he want it to continue to exist?
Yeah.
Yes, he does. Why? Because if it expires as a result of some kind of shia, he's going to be chai. So he's rotze b'kiyumo, that's sufficient to set up a chiyuv of ba'yuva b'motze. So this attack on of the Rabbeinu David on Rashi, that even a shomer chinam, is this a fatal attack?
No.
It's not a fatal attack. Even further, second question that is asked by the Rabbeinu David is, when it comes to the parasha of Shomrim, what's the key word when it comes to the parasha of Shomrim? Re'eyu. Re'eyu. Is a goy re'eyu?
No.
No. Which l'chora means that a goy is mufka from the parasha of?
Shmira.
Of Shmira. Yet over here, what are we saying?
That he
is in the parasha of Shmira, and that seems to contradict. That's question number two. What's your answer to that question? Why is that not a fatal question? Because what kind of shomer are we talking about? We're not talking about a shomer sachar. We're talking about a shomer chinam. What's a shomer chinam chayavin? Pshia. Remind me the Rambam. Pshia is, poshea is, kemazik. Can I go ahead and be mazik a guy's property? Of course not. Of course not. Mazik, damage. I can't inflict damage on a guy's property. You see, the nature of the chiv shomer chinam, he's not really a shomer in a classic sense. What's his obligation towards that object? He can't treat it. He's not a shomer, really. He can't treat it with reckless disregard. He can't be negligent. So he can't mess it up. Because if he does, what is he? Then he's a mazik. But does he have to exercise any kind of special type of nitirusa of shmira? No. So this question of re'eyu. Re'eyu. Yes, there is a halacha of re'eyu by shomrim, 100%. When is there a halacha of re'eyu by shomrim? When the shomer is a shomer. When do you become a shomer? At the level of Shomer Sach. But if you're just a mere Shomer Chino, what is your standard of care?
Not that of a Shomer.
Don't be a Mazik. Don't mess it up. And as a result, is that going to be relevant equally to a guy?
No.
That's going to be equally relevant to a guy. That's going to be equally relevant to a guy. Therefore, gentlemen, the first two kashas of Rabbeinu David and Rashi are absolutely only kashas when you're living in the world of Rabbeinu David. What's the world of Rabbeinu David? That in order to be chayav for kavod sachar, what level do you have to be at? Shomer sachar. If you have to be at the level of shomer sachar, then in a chanani, shomer chinam is out, kasha number one, and re'eyu is a necessary prerequisite. But once you're within the world of Rashi, that what? That you could even be shomer chinam. So question number one again falls away automatically. Question number two is, yes, shomer chinam has a relation to the chafetz in the terms of not being a posheya. So that re'eyu, goyim, are absolutely bichla. Okay. Rabosai, shir begins now. This is nothing. Hands down. Hands down. I want to start shir. I really want to start shir. I don't have much time. I'm around. I want to start shir now. Okay. It's the third question that really gets my that gets me excited. Okay? And this is what kept me up a good part of Shabbos afternoon, Baruch Hashem, and Friday night, and Motzei Shabbos Kodesh. Here's question number three. Go to the end of the piece. It's the last line in the second paragraph. The ode. Okay, what's the next line of the Gemara? Remind me. Okay, Yichid lo bayis ein sarech leva'er. Okay, Ravashi Rapapa, and then the Gemara says, Lememra. From here we see, apparently, Schirus Kanye. Okay, Lememra, that's Schirus Kanye. Meaning to say, this din is only true if what? If she was kind. And then the Gemara says, this thing can't be true. Why not? Because what's the halacha? Schirus is lokai. In which case this din is now suspect. How do I know Schirus is lokanya? Because there's a halacha that I'm not allowed to rent real estate to goyim. Why can't I rent real estate to goyim? Because if I do, they're going to bring avodah zarah into the house. And there's a pasuk that says, Lo savi so eva el beisecha. And whose house is it?
Yours.
It's the Yisrael's house. So he's over Lo savi to eva el beisecha, which obviously indicates that Schirus is Lokanya. If Schirus is Lokanya, then presumably, whose house is it? It's the house of the Yisrael. And if it's the house of the Yisrael, how can you tell me Ein Tzarech Levi? That's the question of the Gemara. Comes along, good question. Nice question. Comes on Rabbeinu David. I'm going to say it outside, then I'm going to look inside. Nachi, ready?
Yeah.
Comes along Rabbeinu David and says, I don't get this at all. I am absolutely perturbed. After all, what is the key to the sugya? Upon which concept does the sugya pivot according to Rashi? Achrayis. Achrayis, achrayis, achrayis. Meaning what? Has the Israel taken responsibility, shmira responsibility over the object? Reisha, no. Mitziyasa, yes. Seifa, because of Yichud lo bayis, no. Rabos. What does Kinyan Schirus have to do with Kabbalah Sachrais? Whether the Socher is Kone or not, who cares? If the whole sugya is Kabbalah Sachrais oriented, and that is the axis upon which the sugya revolves, then what do I care if Schirus Kanya or Lo Kanya? You hear the question? I want to make sure you hear it, not in my words, but let's see it inside the Rabbeinu David. The Ode. Shema She'omru Lememra Dischirus Kanya, Eina Mechuvar Kavizu Hashita. This doesn't make any sense according to Rashi. Dilo Amrina Dischirus Lo Kanya Ella. What does Dischirus Lo Kanya mean? What does Dischirus Lo Kanya mean? That the Guf Hakarka is not Nikne La Socher Lizman Dischirus. Who owns the Guf Hakarka? The master. And therefore, is this called Beis HaShal Yisrael or Beis HaShal Nachri? Beis HaShal Yisrael. And therefore, the Yisrael is Chayv and Lo Savi Toev Al Beisecha. Aval Le'inyan Achrayis. But as far as Achrayis is concerned, Davar Baruhu. Good, it's my house. It's good, it's my house. My house. Have I been Mekabel Achrayis on the Chametz? No. Bein shenem aschiras kanya, bein shenem aschiras lo kanya, there's no kabbalas achras. So, the implication of Rashi is if it wasn't yichud lo bayis, what would be the halacha? If it wasn't yichud lo bayis, what would be the din? Tzarech levar. Why? Why? After all, schirus. What difference does it make? Schirus kanya lo kanya. What difference does it make? Am I responsible for the chametz?
Yes.
L'chora, not. So that's the question. That is the question. Now, can I? So what I really want to do, to set you up well, I definitely don't want to hear answers right now.
No, it's. I just want to say it's a nakatosus also.
Yes.
It's not just a nakatosus.
It's true. This is going to be, I haven't even gotten tosus yet. But it will be a problem with tosus as well. I'll show you in a second. Let me do this step by step. Rabosai, in order to get a handle on what's going on over here, we need to take a little detour. But the shir is going to be focused on what is this halach of Skiris Kanya. It really hasn't. It really hasn't. Skiris Kanya, Skiris Lo Kanya. Rabosai. Let's just talk balabakish for a second. I rent someone's apartment. I rent it for a year. Can the masker come in and kick me out?
No.
I rent it for a year. Can he come and kick me out? Can he come and visit?
No.
He can visit if I let him in. But if I don't let him in? If I were to ask you, whose apartment is this for the year? Who has the rights of usage? It's the renter. In fact, is there not a kinyan that is made by the renter?
Yes.
No. Rights of usage and...
Take a look for a second at your Gemara on Daf Dalet. For a second. In the sugya of Masker Sochet Dalet Amid Aleph, look, for example, at Rashi... Dibur Hamaschil Mesiras Mafteach. What does Rashi say? Mesiras Mafteach? Who? Kinyan Hasirus. Look up to four lines. Why should the Socher have to do the Bedika? Birshusei Koi Shahare Ata Habayis Shalom. It is clear that a renter, under any normal jurisprudential system, has at least a level of bailus and requires a kinyan in the schiras. For sure. So what we need to really explore is what does it mean schiras kanya? What does it mean, schirus? Lo kanya. And I would argue, even if schirus lo kanya, can the masker get into this house?
No.
The maskier.
No.
So who cares, schirus lo kanya, kanya? The bottom line is, what's going on over here? So, one last background information, and then I'm fully ready. Actually, two pieces of background information, and I'm fully ready. All background information. What? I'll tell you when she will be over tomorrow, but I want to finish the setup today. I need to do setup. Okay, Rabosai, open up your Gemara and Avodah Zarah. We need some background because right now you guys know zero. And I'd like you to know a little something so that you can have the kalim to start solving problems together tomorrow. Look at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and then we'll have one more Marim Makom, and then we'll be good to go. Actually, three more Marim Makom. Avodah Zarah, Bikurim, Gittin, and then your Chavrusa time will have come to an end. Okay, here we go. Look at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that you're not allowed to ein mochrin behema gasa lagoy. You're not allowed to sell a heavy-duty animal to goy. Why not? Gemara says, my time. Revia? Nah. We're not worried about revia. Why are we not worried about revia? What's revia mean? Bestiality? Because behema, goyim don't want to sleep with the behemas because it has, it's, as someone put it, it's bad for business. No, Jews also don't. Because it caused the behemoth to become an akara. So that's no good. Okay? Infertile. Mavid be malacha. Chaisina. What are we worried about? We're worried. That the animal is going to be working on Shabbos. And there's an Isra on Shabbos, my animals, Ata bin Chavitecha, and it's even Ventecha, Shevi Sharecha. So it's an Isra of my animals doing work. The Gemara says, what's the problem? Kevin de Zavne, Kanye. Once I sold it, so it belongs to the guy, so it's not my animal anymore. The Gemara says, Gzeira Mishum She'ela Umishum Schius. Well, if you let me sell, then what am I going to also do? I'm going to rent, I'm going to loan. Gemara says, She'ela is Kanye v'igra Kanye. But it's still a Kenyan. After all, is a Kenyan to what? To the guy of, in a loan, or in a schiras. Who does it belong to? It belongs to the guy. So that can't be the problem.
How is there a Kenyan by a loan?
When I lend it to him, he makes a kinyan of the object.
You take it back whenever you want.
Not whenever I want. Whatever the deal is.
It's a deal.
And he makes a kinyan. And now he becomes the owner for that period of time. He's not paying for it, but he is Kona for that period of time. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Ela Amar Rami Bered Rav Yeva, Gzera Mishun Nisyoni. What does Nisyoni mean? It means literally trial. Meaning, it's a test. What does that mean? Dezimnin dezavne le niale samach l'shkia. Sometimes I'm going to sell him the cow Erev Shabbos near shkia time. Demale Shabbat. But you know what? He wants to go for a test drive first. He doesn't want to buy it sight unseen, so he wants to take a test drive. So what's going to happen? Varmale tonasie niale. Go ahead, take it for a spin. And the cow hears the Jewish ex-owner say, take it for a spin. Vishamale lakale, the azla machmate. And he starts walking. Why is he walking? Because he heard the Jew's voice. Is that good for the Jew or bad for the Jew? It's good for the Jew. Why is it good for the Jew? Because he wants the sale to become permanent. How does he make the sale permanent? By this animal being a doing a good job. V'tezal, and it's going to walk. V'havale mechamer achar behemto b'shabes. V'mechamer achar behemto b'shabes chayv chatos. In other words, the concern is, says the Gemara, this is all background, that he's going to go ahead and sell it erev Shabbos. He's going to tell it, yeah, go ahead, take it for a spin. The animal's going to hear it, and then the animal's going to be walking on Shabbos, moving on Shabbos because of the instruction of the Jew, and that is an Isser of Mechamer B'Shabbos. Now, here's the point. I rented the animal to the guy. Who is the owner of the animal? Maskif L'Rav Shesha Breid Rav Ida. Uschirus Mikanya. Ischirus a Kenyan. The Hatznah, this Gemara hopefully sounds familiar. Af b'makom shamala haskel lebeis dira, Amr b'nei shemach nizletov avos chochom. You're not allowed to sell, you're not allowed to rent. You can sell to a guy, you can't rent to a guy. Why can't you rent to a guy? Because he's going to bring what? Avodah Zarah. Visalka daita sfirus kanya hai ki kama'aya lebeise kama'aya lebeise kama'aya. He's bringing it into whose house? It's sfirus is kanya. He's bringing Avodah Zarah into the goy's house. Ah. So shani avodas kocham dechamira. We're more machmir. Dechsiv lo tavi toeva beisech. Mas Rav Yitzchak Brei de Rav Mesharshe uschiris mikanya is schiris a kinyan. V'hatznan. Listen to this. Very important case.
Wait,
We're extra machmir when it comes to avodas zarah. Avodas zarah, we have a chumra that even if schiris is kanye, we still do not want the Jew to rent to a Gentile. Really, Schirus is a Kinyan. Listen to this. Yisrael Shesachar Para Mekoin. So a Yisrael was Socher a Para from a Kohen. Rented a Para from a Kohen. So you rented me your Para. Can I give the animal to eat truma? Can I give the animal, can a Kohen's pet eat truma?
Sure.
Yeah. Yes. Can a Yisrael's pet eat truma?
No.
So a Kohen rented to a Yisrael. So the Mishnah says, Ya'achilenu karshine truma. The Yisrael can feed a truma. Why? Apparently, what do you see? Schiros is lo kanya. The Kohen shesachar para mi Yisrael. If a Kohen did what?
Rented
from the Yisrael. So who's responsible for feeding it? The Kohen. Afa pish mezono seha aleha lo ya'achilenu truma. V'i salka daito schiros kanya mai lo ya'achilenu paradi dehi. Ela shmamina schirus lo kanya. Three nafkamina la halacha, whether schirus is kohen or not. That we know. What are the three nafkamina la halacha? Quickly. What are the three nafkamina la halacha? Whether schirus is kohen. Number one, avodah zarah in the house. Number two, Mechamer b'Shabbos. Mechamer b'Shabbos. And number three, Achila b'Truma. Now, gentlemen, bottom line, who has full responsibility for the cow after the rent? The socher has full responsibility for the cow. Can the masker come and seize the cow?
No.
Did the socher have to make a kinyan to acquire the rental rights of the cow?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yet, what is the halacha? Schirus?
Lokan.
What does that mean? All the rights are by the who?
Original owner.
Now, to make your life even more complicated, one last bit of complication. One last bit, and then we're gonna learn a Rav Shach tomorrow. Look at your Marmakoma sheets. Because I know what you're all thinking, and that's why I've been pushing you off. You're all thinking the following. You know what schirus lo kanya means? What do I own? What do I have a right in? I have a right in
Hishtamshus.
But what do I not have any rights in?
The thing itself.
So I'm telling you that that's not going to be true. It's convenient. It smells right. But it's definitely not going to be true. And I'll tell you why. Take a look, please. Last Marmachim for today. Look at source number 10.
say that it makes sense that when you're renting it for the use and not for the...
Hamocher sadeyu leperos. I have a field. I'm selling you the field leperos. What does that mean, leperos?
For usage.
So you get to work the field, you get the produce, but who owns the field? What does that smell a lot like? What does that smell a lot like? It smells a lot like schirus, assuming what? Schirus is the right of? Hishtamsh. Sounds exactly the same. Rav, now, there's a halacha for bikurim. What are bikurim?
First fruit.
First fruit. What happens to the first fruit? They go to the Kohen in Yerushalayim. Who has to bring the first fruit? Only the owner. So I have a deal that I'm mocher sadeu leperos. So now I've acquired the field leperos. Rav Yochanan Amar, mevi vekore, which means who's responsible for bikurim?
The
I don't want to use that word.
The guy who's renting it for
the buyer. The buyer is responsible for bikurim. Reish Lakish Amar, no, there's no chiv bikurim. Maybe the Eino Kore. Why does Rav Yochanan say you have a full chiv bikurim? Because Kenyan Peros is what? It's Kenyan Haguf Dami. What does that mean? If you have a Kenyan Peros, what do you own? You own the field with respect to. In other words, there's an aspect of the field that does what? That produces payrolls. That aspect of the field, do you own?
Yes.
And therefore, you chayv bikurim?
Yes.
And Reish Lakish says, Eino maybe, Eino kore, sorry, because kinyan payrolls is? Lakinagov. So, what do you really own? Do you own the land?
No.
You don't own the land? What do you own?
Aspect of the field.
You only own usage, but you don't own the karka. Now, guess what? Is this the same achlokas as Sriwas Kanya, Sriwas Lo Kanya? I promise you. I promise you. And I'll prove it to you. But I promise you. It's not the same achlokas. Sriwas Kanya, Sriwas Lo Kanya is not the same. You know how I know that? You know how I know that? Because I can show you Gemara throughout Shas that use the language of Skiris Khan and Skiris Lokan. And I can show you other Gemara throughout Shas, Makot Rabbi Yochanan Shlokas that are whether Kenyan Peros is Kenyan Ha? Guftami. The Gemara never, ever, ever says they're the same. And in fact, if you rent property in Eretz Yisrael, do you have to bring Bikurim? If you're a renter of property, a renter of real estate, of carpet, you have to bring Bikurim? You have to bring Bikurim? I'll tell you the answer is crystal clear. It's a Mishnah. Source number nine, if you are a renter, even if your old schirus is what? Is Kanya, you don't bring Bikurim.
You don't bring Bikurim.
You don't bring Bikurim. You don't bring Bikurim. Even if your Sirus is Kanya. So what I need to do is you need to collect all this data and we need to start to figure out what does this mean exactly? Sirus Kanya, Sirus Lo Kanya, and with some Siyat Dishmaya, we'll use that to explain Rashi and resurrect our Sugya. Have an excellent day.